Welcome to the 27th episode of the Elite Classroom Podcast. I'm Holly.
Version 2, Kevin.
Version 2. Confusing.
Yeah, Kevin. Sorry, I said that wrong. So this is actually the second time we're filming this podcast because the first time we messed the audio up really badly.
We filmed it yesterday with Kyle.
With Kyle, yes.
The audio, you could only hear me, basically. You could hear a little bit of Kevin and zero of Kyle.
So we apologize, Kyle, because we had to refilm this really quick.
Yeah. We went to edit it last night, and Kevin and I just looked at each other and went, no.
Yeah.
So
that's my bad.
Here we are again. Yes. But it's better weather outside, so we have better lighting for the video podcast. It was like storming yesterday. And we are not hungover, I'm not hungover. I was obscenely hungover, so
I'm feeling a little bit peppier than yesterday. Yeah. But yesterday, and you sound like fantastic compared to yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't care yesterday.
Yeah, so you know that's good.
Yeah, you have barbecue on your face.
I was gonna wipe my face and I forgot. That's all right. We're starting. We're going. All right.
Like a cat, like a mama cat, like
mama cat
licking your face or something. Yeah. I'm trying to remember what we talked about last podcast, because we did talk about a lot.
Well, we started off with the controversy thing, the newspaper, New Yorker, Daily Mail. There we go.
I'll read it, because I don't really remember it anyways.
It was that...
No, I know what it was.
Oh, all right.
So, for those who don't know, the Daily Mail is like a bullshit...
tabloid-esque.
Newspaper, tabloid, online media in London. Yes. England, yeah, York, whatever. Yeah. People don't take it very seriously half the time. And if you link to a Daily Mail article, most people are going to be like, seriously, Daily Mail? So it's not very reputable.
Okay.
But this guy... named Richard Littlejohn, I think that's what we decided. Wrote, so there was this picture of this group of people cosplaying as Wonder Woman, and they're all kind of like they're like the different versions of her, like none of them are the same, but he wrote a comment about the picture and it sparked a lot of controversy. So I'll read the comment, we'll talk about it, we'll talk about what came from it, blah blah blah. Okay. Oh, by the way, it's written very British like, so they use some slang that Kevin and I are like,
yeah, we weren't quite sure.
Okay. You've got to love this photo of a bunch of dopey birds dressed up as superhero characters for a cartoon convention. They've obviously gone through a great deal of trouble. I especially like the woman who appears to have a tattoo of Elvis peeping over the top of her thigh length boot. The one in the Doc Martens seemed to have modeled herself on the celebrity writer Caitlin Moran, or perhaps Caitlyn Jenner. One problem, though, I'm not sure whether to file this under makes you proud to be British, comma, here we go, the Looby Loos, or bring on the Oompa Loompas.
What the hell does that even mean?
I don't know what here we go, Looby Loo means.
Right.
Proud to be British, fine. Like, oh, that's is it? Like, he was saying basically like, oh, it's a cool event that's happening. Like, proud.
Are
to
you
be
sure, or is it like some kind of?
Or
snarky,
is it like sarcastic?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh,
exactly.
Geez,
exactly.
I'm happy proud to be British. But everybody in all nationalities does it. So it's
all right. All right.
I don't know.
America.
Anyways, what came from this article or that comment? Who, to me, if I saw that, I would just be like, okay.
Whatever. Someone called you a dopey bird.
So, but that just means like silly girl,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it does.
Really?
Yeah.
So I think in American English, like dopey bird sounds worse.
I think so too. Yeah.
Than like British slang. So I don't know.
Well, but, bird is what usually like attractive like a chick. Females. Yeah, chicks.
I don't think it's like a attractive, like fit is attractive, but but a bird is just like, hey, that girl, that
all
chick.
Right. You know, all
like how we
all
say
right.
that chick over here.
All right.
But, some people freaked out about that comment. One of them wrote to him saying, I genuinely cannot believe you allow such disgusting articles to be published, victimization, shamming, and bigotry. Another one said, I found the whole thing utterly disgusting and completely degrading, unnecessary and insulting. The bullying clearly committed in this article is potentially damaging to both physical and mental health.
Now, that was a comment on a picture that he wrote. Was there an actual article to
the
that?
The article is that isn't up anymore. This the thing that I read is from an actual newspaper.
Okay, and so we don't have the full context.
No, the only thing in that newspaper was the picture and then his comment next to the picture. And that was like a subsection of something. It wasn't, he didn't write an article about it. It was like, this happened. Here's this guy's comment about it. This writer, I think he's a writer. I mean, or he's like
people were actually like offended by that comment, and that's it. There was no article because it sounds like they're commenting on an article. But I might be wrong. Anyway, if that, I mean, people are so butthurt by everything nowadays. People need to be able to take a criticism. Like, no matter where you're gonna be, somebody's gonna hate your stuff, and someone's gonna say something angry to you or something mean to you. But it's not like they're out there to attack you and say like, oh, you need to go die. You know, it's not he was just saying, yeah, what he was saying was just like an outsider's view of what he saw. Right.
Yeah.
So like, who cares?
Yes. According to this article, this is all, you can see the box. Okay. It was this picture. And then the title is it a bird? Is it a plane? ? And then that little thing I read. And then he wrote the full article about how he got. Basically, all these people freaked out about this thing. I don't know.
All right. I don't know.
I don't know who he is in the British media. He might just be like a Bill O'Reilly type kind of guy or something. But maybe people that know him are like, fuck you. You know,
bigotry. But, bigotry.
To me, like, well, half of it doesn't make any sense. Half of it's like he's literally just pointing stuff out.
Right.
Like, he just says, I like how the girl seems to have Elvis tattooed on her thigh.
Right.
I mean, what? He didn't say, like, what is she
Elvis tattooed? Was a, yeah, I know. Yeah.
I don't know. For you and I, we're just like, and as a cosplayer, I don't know. It didn't personally offend me.
I don't think it personally offends anybody.
It seemed just more like a, what do you call it? Like a...
Observational
observation.
Piece?
Yeah. Just, that's all it was like...
Observation with slight hints of like British sarcasm.
Like, yeah, like
it's
sarcasm.
Like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know who wrote those article or those letters to them? 14-year-old, no offense, Tumblrina girls that were just had nothing better to do other than like complain about something because they they understand what sexism is and can't take any type of criticism.
It wasn't even criticism though,
kind of a criticism to say like, what are these girls, you know?
It's, I guess a lot of it came from a Facebook page called I Cosplay. Uh-huh. And I guess they're like just activists against anti-bullying.
Bullying is such a weird thing nowadays, you know. The online world I don't know, like, back when we were growing up, like, I got bullied, but you know what I did? You deal with it. You figure out a way to, like, mitigate the issues and take care of it. Like, online bullying is different. Like, I don't know how I would have handled, like, stuff nowadays is way different. Like,
it gets, like, people, there's mental bullying and physical bullying. Right. And, like, people get behind their computer and, you know, just like Reddit or 4chan.
Yeah.
They threaten you, you know, they stalk you online, you know, and that's scary.
It is.
And that's serious business.
But that's part of it. Like, that's the whole don't put anything personal online that you don't want online. Like, my profile, like, all my stuff is, like, really locked down. Only people that I know that I want to be part of my world are invited to that world. Like, a lot of people just post shit way too publicly. Like, just way, like, just things that they should not be sharing online. Like, even stuff that I wouldn't post to, like, my personal Facebook page for my friends to see. Like, they just post to the open world. Like, I don't...
It's just a different...
Yeah, it's a different mindset, but it's people putting themselves out there that aren't thinking about it, you know?
Yeah. Like, But to me, this isn't the case. This was just a random snapshot, probably taken... They got permission from the person who took the picture, I hope, I don't know. And then it was just like... Oh, these people are cosplaying. This is kind of weird. I've never heard of it before. I think it's what it was. It was like, this person is like, what is happening? Oh, people dressed up as Wonder Woman. Okay. And then they just like kind of just wrote what they probably just first came to mind.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't see the big draw, but yeah. People were affected by it somehow, and it became a thing for a hot minute. I mean, not many people were talking about it. I found out about it because we got a Snapchat.
Huh. Nice. We have a Snapchat finally. Now.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We finally
at Elite Cosplay. I don't know if they do the at sign for Snapchat.
We've been talking about Snapchat a couple of times on this podcast, and the other day I finally was like, oh, okay.
Yes, and our first Snapchat was a drunken rooftop Snapchat from Kyle's birthday party. Sorry, Kyle, you're not here for this one.
Yeah, I took that.
Yeah.
I was very drunk.
Yes, you were.
And those people involved have nothing to do with us.
Good job, Holly. And she took it sideways.
I took it sideways.
On top of that.
I didn't know that Snapchat was vertical only.
Yeah.
Because I don't like vertical video. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm not going to promote that sideways all the way, but no, that's not how Snapchat works. Mm-hmm. So there's that.
The new Steven Universe is out. I've been watching that. I want to probably watch a couple more episodes now.
What?
The new Steven Universe.
What do you mean? You just threw, that just came out of like nowhere.
Oh, sorry.
Well,
I was changing the subject.
What?
What were you going on about? Okay.
Well,
Snapchat?
No,
sideways
but
Snapchat.
Like, why?
Because
have we watched Steven Universe lately?
Sorry, okay, fine. So this is drawn from like the talking of Tumblr stuff, because there was the new fusion character that they released. I forget what it was, between Garnet.
So the
and...
new Steven Universe came out a couple weeks ago, and that's what you're talking about.
Well, and it's been on, but Steven Universe on Tumblr has been.
But
sorry,
to you know me, how we you made it sound the... like there was a break, and you're like, it's back.
Oh. Well, whatever.
I was just really confused because we haven't watched it for like 3 weeks now.
Not 3 weeks.
It's been 3 weeks.
No, it's not. Anyway, Tumblr was talking about it. And
well, Reddit was talking about it, and then it turned into Tumblr.
Well,
or
yes,
linked
to
Tumblr.
No, this is linked to a Tumblr.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, the fusion is so unrealistic. No body type is like... It was back to the body type conversation again. Sorry, there's another one in my head that I'm having. Anyway, and then someone's like, no, look. And it's just like, oh, look, she's just in a suit, and then her body proportions are normal. No, you can't have these gem, crystal, magical creatures that are not humans have impractical body designs because they're not human. So I was
Were they saying she was too thin?
Yeah,
or whatever?
She was like, oh, she's her legs are too long and blah, 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 blah. And then they're like, oh, no, if you just draw in her feet at a normal height, it just looks like she's in a suit.
That's... weird. Yeah, because I don't like cartoons. To me, don't have correct proportions.
Right, they don't need to. They're not accurately trying to depict something to someone. Like if you.
So were they saying it was like bad influence?
Yes.
No.
Yes, and that's why I got so angry. I was like, who? Like even then, you know, even then, they're mystical non-human creatures. Like they live forever, so they have.
I mean,
no...
look at Pearl's body.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like a twig. I mean, and that's not. And I'm not even talking about like, oh, she's a skinny girl. There's like literally like.
Yeah.
And her legs are super long too.
Yeah.
So let's dissect her.
I know. It just made me so angry. And then later that day, there was a post on Reddit of like, oh, these video game characters have unrealistic body proportions. And then someone like fattened them up a little bit.
Like they did the Disney ones.
Yeah.
Where they gave them like waists and stuff.
Right. Yeah. And then someone took that image and then went and found cosplayers that matched the body type of the original character and posted all of them. Next to
this is getting convoluted.
Oh god, it just got so meta.
Okay, let
me
try to figure out what you just said.
Yes.
So someone took screenshots of all these
video
women,
games.
I'm guessing,
yes.
Or is it men too?
No, there was no men.
Okay, all these women video game characters that have unrealistic proportions.
Yes.
Like was Lara Croft in it?
Lara Croft, okay. One of the Street Fighters, one of the Mortal Kombat.
Okay. So big booby, small body.
Yes.
Basically. Okay. Then. Someone
on Tumblr
edited,
or
whoever, it doesn't matter where, edited the bodies to make them just more realistic to the, like their breast proportions, or maybe made their boobs smaller or something like that. And then another person found all these images of cosplayers for each character, but matched them up with the first image before they were edited.
Yes, and said they're unrealistic, whatever. But well,
but cosplay is also like. Dressing up so you could like fake the proportions too.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, there's like, I've seen people, you know, like, I mean, great things made from like foam with fake boobies.
Yeah. Well, that's not, yeah. But I think the main part was the skinniness of people. was the...
Oh, like their waist or, yeah, or because, hip proportions actually match.
Because like, what the original character? For the most part, what they did was just like take the belly and the waist and just make them
a little wider.
That's
yeah.
all they did. Okay. And then I think that was the argument was people can't be that skinny. And
well,
though,
if people take care or, you know, eat healthy and work out, you can get there.
Yes. Anybody can, for the most part.
Oh, and yes. I mean, unless, yes, there's some...
There are people that, yes, that I will say, like, okay, yeah, you have there's a thyroid medical, condition or yes, something like that. Yeah.
But yes, if you're just the average mm-hmm. bloody blue out there, then yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
I know. It gets... I mean, the Disney ones are ridiculous, though. Let's be real. Like, Ariel's waist, that's, like, not...
Ariel's, like, a half fish, though.
Okay, but Jasmine, I mean, she's a human...
She's from India. They don't have proper nutrition, I guess. I don't know. Right?
Saudi
Arabia. What am I talking about?
No, is it supposed to be Saudi Arabia? Because it's like a fake...
Isn't that part in the song?
It's a fake town.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, it's either India or Saudi Arabia. I don't remember. It
doesn't matter. She's
I'm not making fun of the country. I'm just stating facts.
She's a wealthy person in there, so she's not malnourished. Aladdin would be the one that would be malnourished in that situation.
Right. And he had jacked. Muscles. Getting to Aladdin status. Next update.
Oh, that's what Kevin's goals.
Yes.
Kevin's game goals.
Gains. Yes. Anyway.
Anyways, I just noticed today I'm wearing a Lee cosplay.
You are.
An old one. But yeah, I noticed when you turned the camera on, I was like, oh yeah. Okay. Well, okay.
Are we going to talk about anything like that? Stuff coming down the line stuff.
Should we?
I don't know. Should we? All right, we'll hold off. All right, we got a big announcement coming up soon.
A big announcement. I don't like saying that.
No. All right.
We're working on something.
Working on a couple things for Elite Cosplay, yes.
We're trying to get better. I'm almost done with Anime Expo fixtures. I think I misjudged how long it would take us because we had the most... We worked shoots. With the most people than we have ever worked with before.
Mm.
In one con. Yes. So me trying to like judge how long it's going to take me was off by like a week. So
that's okay.
But people like them and no one's gotten mad or anything. So.
Good.
Yeah.
So, well, I guess we'll take this opportunity to talk about Pinky Paradise.
You don't need my permission. Why are you
I was just saying your beautiful eyes could be enhanced with contact lenses, both colored prescription colored and non-prescription available at Pinky Paradise. Visit elitecosplay.com/pinkyparadise to order your set of colored contact cosplay contacts today.
Colored contact cosplay contacts,
something like that. I don't know, I said that but too fast.
You can be a Holly prescription, which is 00, or you can be a Kevy prescription, which is like a 575-475-475.
Yes.
And he's got to go again soon.
This year, yes. This year's pretty good, though. I don't think it'll change too much.
You got faith in your eyeballs?
Yes. Like they said, the doctor said right around 25, 26 is when it'll start tapering to even out. And then starts the nearsightedness and short-sightedness.
Oh,
and
God.
Then you start needing to get the progressive bifocal stuff. And that's not fun.
Both of my parents got... glasses eventually.
That's what happens when you get old. My dad's bifocal prescription has gone up, so
has he always needed glasses?
Yes, he's always needed glasses, but he hasn't needed bifocals. And
so like I feel like once I get about like 45 is when my parents both were like, "Eh, glasses."
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm still pretty sharp. I can read from really far away. You know that.
Oh, yes.
I have laser eyes.
Yes.
It's not fair.
But then one day when you realize my pain, then it'll the world will
yes,
be fair
again.
Yes,
I can roll over in bed and look at my cell phone without. I always like when you do it because you're like close one eye, and you're like zooming your phone in and out.
The perils of wearing glasses.
Oh yeah. All right, I got nothing to talk about. I'm sorry.
Oh, you don't remember.
I don't want to like copy the last podcast. We have like this. We're just going to have this podcast. It's like lost in the abyss of the like computer.
Yeah. Well, we can publish it one
someday
day.
Someday we'll
like
release it.
In the error, like the shitty stuff that we never release, like the random cutscenes.
Oh my God.
From...
We have a lot of video we've never
oh,
released.
Oh God.
Like a lot of video.
We don't have. We have all of Chicago and all of Fanime still to work through.
And all of SakuraCon.
We don't have SakuraCon done?
Nope.
Oh my God.
Woo.
So that's.
And Anime Expo. We have four cons that we've never edited. video wise.
So there's what, four cons. It's a little over, it's like half a terabyte.
Oh yeah,
of unedited video.
Oh, I'm sure. And we stopped doing 4K at Sakura Con, so it's not 4K anymore. We did film in 4K.
Oh god.
And that would have been like 20 terabytes.
Yeah, we would have chewed through 128 gigs a day. Actually, I think we did chew through 128 gigs a day.
Yeah, we film a lot, and it's like for us, it's just so daunting. And we've been going to cons a lot lately. Like, yeah,
this is prime time.
The past 2 months have just been like con. So now after I finished the Anime Expo, we're not going to a con for a really long ass time. So it'll be like downtime, lots of video. So
hopefully
prepare.
Oh yeah,
prepare your YouTubies.
We've got the makeup one.
We got the makeup one that Rebecca and I filmed last week. I have the how to look slimmer. Imposing, like I said, but I might re-record that.
I think you're gonna re-record that
because pretty sure I was wearing like a tracksuit and Birkenstocks in that video. Now looking back, I'm thinking, Holly, maybe not.
And I've lost skinnier now.
I've lost like 7 pounds since then.
Yeah,
that sounds so lame. 7 pounds. So maybe I'll be more confident on camera a little more because it's a full body thing. So I get really like awkward and nervous.
Yeah.
Sorry. What were you going to say something earlier?
No. Well, we were talking about that girl that's famous for no reason.
That's famous for no reason.
Well,
that's
good. Other than she's being hot and
okay,
selling.
That's a reason to be famous.
Okay. No. Okay, so it was the Reddit girl that was selling or like that promoting that open source platform thing. And then she had the girl. LED skirt and the LED stripper shoes.
Okay, so why don't you start from the beginning? There's this girl that Kevin and I both saw separately somehow on Reddit. I think she was on the front page of Reddit.
She was multiple times now.
She had created this. Is she a cosplayer?
I cannot confirm that.
Okay.
I can't
confirm. It seemed like a cosplay situation when I looked at it.
Right. That's what I thought initially.
But the more we talk about it, the more I'm like, maybe she's just like this girl. I don't know.
Yeah.
But she made this skirt, a very, 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 very short skirt, like booty basically out.
Yes.
And it had LEDs underneath.
Yes.
And it like lit her legs, like it like shot downwards and like lit her legs.
This was a couple weeks, maybe a month
this
ago.
This is more than a month ago. This was a while ago.
Okay. So here's the thing. She cross-posted to like hundreds
everywhere.
Of
so
stories.
It's been floating around. I saw it a long time ago. Okay. Like when you brought it up, it was like, whoa, I remember that. And then Kevin saw something.
Last weekend, she posted a new thing where she did shoes, like stripper shoes. It was like...
It's the Lucite, right? Clear?
Yeah, it's Lucite, but like there was a top that unscrewed, so I think you could put fish in it, you know, like water and put like a little goldfish or something in there. And she was able to open it up and put LED lights in there. Now, granted, an LED controller for, you know, multicolored LEDs. Yeah, it's not difficult. For the most part, you can buy all the bits and junk off
of
China.
We have an LED strip facing us above our heads right now.
We do.
Kevin basically bought it from China, plugged it in, and stuck it on the wall.
Yeah, exactly. So, me knowing that, it's not that impressive. I mean, hers had Bluetooth control and stuff like that, but that you can buy that off the shelf for the most part. And her deal...
You try to stop yourself from swearing?
Yes. and her deal was like, oh, I'm promoting open hardware. Now, To be fair, I didn't do my research on what kind of hardware she was promoting, but basically...
But from the pictures, it just looks like she's attaching LEDs onto things.
Right, and then, like...
Or LED, were they stripped? They're just LED
stripped.
They
were stripped, yeah, so just what we have.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, I feel like it's just a big marketing ploy that nobody... Like, she doesn't actually...
For what?
I don't know. I feel
buy
like...
Buy more LEDs.
Well, because, LEDs and all that crap is cheap. Like, you can buy... Pretty much.
I mean, your
dad,
we've talked about this before. Your dad
has
buckets of LEDs.
And the controllers are really cheap on top of that. So, like, I don't know her.
Right.
And I'm not calling hot girls dumb.
Now, okay.
I'm just.
So, open source is just whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
you
can
publish,
just pop in
you fully publish the designs for everything.
Right. Like, there was a guy, for example, that made this really cool clock and it had, like, a bunch of holes in it. But they, like, said the time. It would be, like, 1:00. PM.
Oh, yeah,
and it would
like
change. It was like crazy. And it took a long time. It was really crazy, intricate with like electrical and like all that, like all the back stuff. And he posted that online. Like that, so that's me like open source. Like, or is that just like a tutorial?
That's more of a tutorial. So open source would be he would publish all the designs for it.
All the internals, like the
how to build it.
Not the how, not like how to build it, the electrical system.
So, okay, that's partly there. Yeah, so then he would also need to release the code on how it ran.
That's what he did.
Oh, okay, then that's open.
He was like, I built the code by myself, and they're like, can I ask you to do it? And he's like, here. And he just, like, uploaded the code.
Then he would also have to, like, say that it's open source. But, yeah, for the most part, that's open source enough. I mean, that's, okay. As long as he's not, like, saying, it's copywritten, you can't modify this, this right. is how it is.
So, I wonder what she's open sourcing. Like,
yeah.
I stuck LEDs in a shoe.
Right.
Unless there's some sort of extra thing that's going on that we're not seeing.
Well, she showed an app that connected, like, over Bluetooth to each shoe individually, so you can control each shoe's color individually.
So then that's code.
Not necessarily. I mean, it depends on how it's all communicating. Like, if it's all just over Bluetooth, and there's just the generic Bluetooth app out in the world that you can just connect to things and control. Eh.
Can you imagine that with cosplay, though? Like, just being able to control your cosplay through your phone?
Yeah. It's totally possible. Well, it's totally possible.
And since it's Bluetooth, you don't have to have all that crap just like on you somewhere, like the on and off clicker or whatever you want to call it. I don't know. That thing.
That can be reduced a lot smaller. That's the problem with
but
that.
But still,
is
I mean, just being able to like, oh, you know, I want my LEDs to pulse instead of just being solid or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
it's totally possible. I could probably whip something up pretty quick.
But you're bothered by this girl.
Yes, I'm bothered by the girl. Kevin
suspects
foul play.
Something else going yes. on, but he doesn't know what.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And like I said, I'm not accusing.
It's super suggestive. Yes. All the pictures are over-sexualized. And it's like, you know, this is cool. Like, the skirt looked really cool, but it was like, there were some poses or there was something
going
on. Yeah,
yeah,
the, like,
pictures,
it was
the pictures
like,
were just
it was
over.
Like, sex! And I was like, whoa.
That's what it was. That's probably what it is.
And so it's like, you know, you could show us this without being like, look at my vagina.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know. Yeah, no, that's what it is. It's just too much sex because there's nothing to it.
Yeah. There's no reason for there to be the sexiest.
Like, I don't need to see 3/4 of your boob.
Just, right. Oh, yeah. She took like selfies in the middle of her like attaching the skirt. Yes. Okay. I remember that.
See, exactly. See, now you're bothered by it too. It's like, why?
Well, it's like everybody. I mean,
maybe she's just like.
How do you think I feel on Reddit every day, man? Like, Reddit is just as a woman on Reddit, it's so obnoxious.
You gotta shut your brain off sometimes, but.
Oh, I don't think. I don't know. I'm just talking from a girl's perspective. I can't just shut my brain off like that. Like, oh, that doesn't bother me anymore. And it's not most. I mean, sometimes it's like girls doing it, but most of the time it's the men of Reddit. Like, I don't know. It's just like, I can't even explain it. Can't even get on it.
Yeah. Meh.
My if you go to our all, it's just a shit show.
It is.
So sometimes I ignore all for a few days and then I reset and feel better. I also have things blocked now. If you guys look at Reddit, you should use Alien Blue if you're on iPhone
or a lot of other apps. Relay Pro on Android also blocks stuff.
Does it
you can
block
do keywords
it? Yeah.
And all that junk.
You can on both of ours you can block subreddits and just
I think you can
certain
do
phrases or yeah like I blocked Ellen Powell, the phrase Ellen Powell, because that whole front page thing was driving me nuts. Yeah. So I had to block it, but it has helped my front page experience except for NSFW. I have to keep because I enjoy looking at NSFW things that are gross, but not
boobies
jiggling. I mean, I enjoy a good pair of boobies, okay? But like, when I'm just browsing Reddit, I don't need to see like people be fucking, you know.
Not into the fucking people. All right, that's all right. Well, the last thing we talked about last time was the video game consoles being released in China again.
Oh, in China. Yeah. Kyle brought that up. I didn't hear anything about that. So I guess in China, a lot of it, the legal consumption of video games is mainly on computer.
Yes. For
so,
the most part.
Like what? Like StarCraft
Dota,
and stuff. Yeah.
StarCraft.
And so they recently announced that you're legally allowed to buy Xboxes and PS3s and Wii's or whatever in China. But you couldn't do that before, so people would like sneak it in.
Well, I mean, it's so stupid. It's
like you're crossing the border and they're like checking for Xboxes.
Well, not even that. You make it there, right? So like it just all it takes is a guy to be like
home,
yoink.
Like insert from take from work. Yeah. I know it's. I mean, but that's the Chinese government. That's not Xbox saying you can't. You can't take these home or you can't have them. It's Oh, because they were doing it because of the violence, or they were saying it.
Is that what it was?
It's like the psychological repercussions.
I thought it was like laziness. Like, you guys are going to slack off and not build 500 more Xboxes for tomorrow's quota.
I mean, it's crazy. It's 2015.
I know.
And, like, it's just legal
that's,
now.
That's why I was thinking, like, I doubt anybody actually, like, followed it. It was like that stupid dancing thing that we talked about.
Oh, in Japan.
Where it's like, oh, it's not allowed, but slap your wrist a few times. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
right,
I don't know. I'm sure people bought them from other countries online or whatever.
Yeah.
Actually.
Or just took them from the factories that made them.
No, okay. What happened if you lived in China and you bought an Xbox from a different country? And you have to ship, but it has to go through customs. And customs opens it, and it's Xbox.
Then they take it.
Will they take it?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
It's like saying, what if we brought meth and shipped it from Canada?
Meth?
What would happen?
You're going to compare it to meth?
Well, it's because customs is going to... Well, okay, here. A, customs has to open the box to find it, right?
Yeah.
Which is really
difficult. I mean, they do every once in a while, but yeah.
But a lot of stuff gets
through. Did you get something that got opened?
Yeah. I don't remember
like
what
they
it was.
Had it, and it wasn't anything, but they had the sticker on it that was like... This has
it's
been
probably
open.
Something from China.
It was. I mean, no, it was. But it was something really lame. It was like a wire or something.
Probably. Yeah, I really wouldn't doubt that at all.
How do we start this?
All right. So on that note.
Yeah.
Thank you
for joining us.
Yes. For our light crew and reshoot of V3 now of this podcast.
Halfway through the one we're just filming, it broke again.
Yes.
So, my God. We'll be back next week, hopefully with more people and hopefully
with
not
working.
Messing it up.
Yes. That's Woo. My bad this time for letting the batteries die.
Anyways, we love you.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.